It had all started innocently enough. I am a sister of the cloth, and though I wasn't the youngest ever to have taken up vows, I am still young at the age of 29 compared to my other sisters. And though it is unusual for nuns to perform the rites of confession, it wasn't strictly forbidden in our order, given our remote location, hundreds of miles from the nearest priest. Which is how I met him one day. A young lad from the nearby village. Slightly younger than me, yet with a haunted expression that added years to his features. He had been harboring a heavy secret, he said, and wanted to confess only to me, and could we go somewhere more private? Concerned, and I have to admit, a little intrigued, I bade him follow me to a secluded wing of our ancient abbey, down a flight of stairs one level below the ground. Grasping a single candle that barely peeled back the suffocating darkness, I led him through twisting pathways until we arrived at an old wooden door, garishly framed by the carvings of gargoyles and monsters which names I do not know. This used to be a bedroom, one I had discovered by chance during one of my adventurous gallivanting, and where I had sometimes come to be alone with myself. With the flickering candle our only source of light, I made my way to the bed and sat down on the soft mattress atop a timber frame, which creaked slightly beneath my weight, and motioned for him to kneel before me. And it was here that my dalliance with temptation began. Over the following weeks, over a series of confessions, by the dim candlelight in this forgotten bedroom, he slowly revealed the depths of his heart. He told me he was in love with me, that I was the most beautiful woman he had ever seen, even clad as I was in my modest gray attire and simple veil. I have to say, I was a little bit flattered at first. I know what you're thinking. Me, a nun, falling for some scoundrel's sweet words. Well, although I have pledged myself to God, I am still human. A woman whose biological instincts did not magically disappear just because I made a vow. So to have this young man, one as roguishly good-looking as he, reveal such a thing, I couldn't help my heart beating a little faster. And with his pained expression, he did look quite sincere. So with gentle reassurance that whatever he confessed would be forgiven in the eyes of our Lord, I pressed him to tell me more. And not, if I were to be completely honest, without a little glee at wanting to hear more nice things he had to say about me. But little did I know, I was poking at sleeping dogs, ones that had slumbered deep within my psyche. He was shy and hesitant at first, saying things like how often he thought of me and how he dreamt of me. Yet, through subsequent sessions, and with my increasingly persistent proddings, his revelations became more unreserved. He said that he had impure thoughts about me. Then, he laid in bed every night, touching himself, thinking of me. That he was naked, and so was I, in his fantasies, as he brought himself to orgasm, calling out my name. It was at that moment I knew I was dancing on the edge of an abyss. Yet still, I ventured closer to the brink with a perverse desire to see how far I might fall. And somewhere between the precipice and the void, the sleeping dogs were beginning to stir. For even as I muttered the closing prayer and gave him his penance, his sordid tale of him masturbating every night, thinking of me, kept replaying in my mind like a delicious melody stuck on repeat. And I became keenly aware and a little alarmed at how slippery my thighs had become, staining the front of my dress. Yet, I had somehow convinced myself that his need for redemption superseded any concerns I had with my body's natural reaction. With ardent prayer and the discipline of our daily rituals, I could maintain control and help this poor man find peace. And yes, with the grace of God, of course, goes without saying. And so I continued to provoke the dogs, believing that the chains around their necks would hold and keep them at arm's length. Thus, at our next session, I pressed him to tell me even more, goading him to spare no detail if he wanted God's forgiveness, imploring him to not hold back if he truly valued his time with me. So consumed was his infatuation with me, he didn't realize just how frantic I had become in urging him on. Little by little, his confession spilled forth like a sorcerer's incantation, holding me spellbound as it grew even more lurid and vulgar, leaving my mouth dry and my pulse racing.
He didn't just touch himself, he said. He stroked his cock. He stroked his cock, thinking of my naked body. Thinking of what it would be like to taste me. The dogs have been fully awakened now, frothing at the mouth, but still I urged him on. Taste me how? Tell me, I whispered hoarsely. Tell me in detail. And tell me he did, every explicit, filthy detail. How did he imagine tasting me? By pushing my legs up to my chest, exposing my pussy completely to his tongue, where he would lick and suck on my juicy slit and suck on my clit so hard until I came in his mouth. And then hold me down and call me his good girl over and over while driving his cock in and out of my slippery fuckhole, and gaze deeply into my eyes while fucking me relentlessly until I squirted, and keep fucking me thereafter until my own cum dribbled down to the sensitive rim of my asshole. And then he would gladly lick up all of my juices, from my crack to my pulsing clit. Holy Mother of God. The dogs have broken free from their chains and are howling at my door. I have not the strength I thought I had to resist. Amidst the cacophony of their incessant barking, I didn't hear him when he asked me if I was all right. I didn't react when he crept between my legs. When he peeled back my ruined habit and pulled down my soiled undergarment. When he slowly parted my legs while staring into my clouded eyes. Was I looking at a demon? I thought. Temptation made flesh. Or just a wayward young man seeking redemption. That was the last coherent thought I had, as my mind gave way to a wave of intense pleasure as he leaned forward and took a long, languid lap at my cunt. My promise of absolution turned to helpless moans of ecstasy as I stared back into his hungry eyes, his lips and tongue performing all manner of obscene ministrations on my slippery pussy. I cried out in prayer as he nibbled ever so gently on my engorged cunt lips. I beseeched God for mercy as he suckled on my swollen clit. I struggled to remember my vows as he slid two fingers into my virgin hole, sucking my clit into oblivion while finger-fucking me into a noisy, blasphemous orgasm that lasted well over a minute, with my convulsing, squirting cunt coating his face in my sticky juices. I staggered out and collapsed to my knees, trembling and muttering incoherent prayers to a god that had forsaken me. And I ran back to my private quarters in tears. Over the next several days, I feigned sickness to avoid all contact with the outside world, locking myself in my room to the growing concern of my sisters. But how could they possibly know the dogs that are barking at the door of my conscience? How could I tell them of the titanic struggle I endured night after night, clutching my rosary beads in a futile attempt to pray, while uncontrollably finger-fucking my continuously dripping cunt to countless tearful orgasms? The obscene wet sounds of him eating my pussy kept ringing over and over in my mind as I made myself squirt in delirious pleasure. But eventually, I knew salvation was not to be found in my self-imposed exile. One way or another, I knew I had to open the door and confront those wretched dogs. Dogs that were relentlessly howling, howling with devilish glee. I needed to finish what we started. One final confession. One final chance at redemption for both our souls. And so, after a week, I emerged from my cave and discreetly sent word for him to meet me that night at the gates of the convent. So here I find myself now. At the onset of twilight, the fiery embers blazing across the sky, slowly fading to black. In the dying light, I watch the imposing stone walls of our convent succumb to the looming darkness. The sturdy gate of my sister's silhouettes fade away into an endless corridor, no doubt on their way to evening worship. I watch the world continue its eternal cycle of day to night, the river of time forever unceasing in its flow. Yet here I stand, rooted to the spot, unable to move, hovering in that tug of war between flesh and spirit. I feel a familiar sense of dread from the pit of my stomach and listened intently for the slightest hint of footsteps,
that would materialize into the reproachful figure of Mother Superior demanding to know what I'm doing here. And like a portent of evil, a sudden gust of wind swept around me, drawing my attention to the crest of the hill where storm clouds gathered in the distance. Which is where I saw him, approaching through the cover of trees that lined the path to our convent. The knot in my stomach tightens. A shiver runs down my spine. It's funny how anxiety and excitement evoke the same reaction that makes me want to squeeze my crotch tightly, trying to suppress an urge to pee. He walked up to me, but it was too dim to make out his expression. But the huskiness in his voice was unmistakable, and he asked me if I was ready to take his confession. I took his hand without a word and bade him hurry as the storm approached with surprising speed, streaks of lightning across the sky heralding the impending downpour. Guiding him back into the convent, we threaded our way across the labyrinthian hallways, the flicker of candles at each corner lighting our path. I led us back to the same bedchamber, our secret sanctuary, and locked us in with the metallic click of the old key. With only the light from a solitary candle, we stared at each other in silence, breathing heavily, as I began to slowly slip my habit off in front of him, revealing my taut, young body in all its naked glory, my skin covered in tiny goosebumps of deep arousal, my dark nipples stiffening into oversized young cherries crowning my firm, heavy tits, my pussy glistening in the dim candlelight with the tiny drops of my pleasure visible beneath my neatly trimmed bush. He began to undress completely as well, revealing a toned body before my lustful gaze. He loosened his trousers, and I saw for the first time his beautiful, sublime cock. A solid shaft of flesh culminating in an enlarged purple head oozing drops of fluid. I almost passed out at the sight of his magnificent rod, but steadied myself and focused on why we're here. The storm is upon us now. The walls of the convent are bastion against the wailing winds and torrential rain outside. In the distance, the harmonious voices of my sisters began to echo, as if to ward against the raging storm. But in this room, there were only the two of us, kneeling facing each other, our naked bodies almost touching, trembling with barely contained lust, as we began the ceremony with a sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we come before you, Holy Lord, vulnerable and naked. In an act of contrition and humility, to seek your divine grace and forgiveness, to purify and cleanse us of our sins, and be pleasing in your eyes once more. Now, place your hands on my breasts. Both hands. Now, feel my nakedness as you are naked. Let your palms graze gently. Oh, my nipples. To remind ourselves that we can not hide before God. Squeeze my tits gently.
rub your thumbs over my hard nipples. Oh, God. Oh, let us cast our shame aside. Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh. Now, tell me your sins. Oh. Tell me more of these impure thoughts. Oh, God. Oh, and in your fantasies. Oh, what position was I? Oh, sitting on the bed. Oh, let's try something different. I want you to show me exactly. Oh. So I'm sitting here on the edge. Oh, and you spread my legs. Oh, God. Oh. What next? Oh. Uh-huh. You touch me? Okay. Oh. Go on. Show me exactly how. Oh, fuck. Oh, so you're just rubbing my pussy like that? Oh. Yeah. And you slide your finger in. Oh, God, yes. I mean, show me, please, how you slide. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, how I missed your fingers. Oh, from the first time. When I cleanse your sinful fingers with my... Oh, Jesus. Oh, yes, feel the purifying juices on your hand. The pure juices of my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, keep fingering me. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, two fingers now. Two fingers now. Oh, God. Yes, keep fingering my untainted gun. Oh, tell me more. Oh, fuck. Don't stop, please. Oh, fuck. Please don't stop finger fucking me. Oh, God. Oh. What else did you imagine? Yes, I love that. Yes. I mean, keep going. Tell me how you stroked your cock. Oh, jeez. Oh. Wait, okay. Stand up. Come closer. Let me see your cock. This instrument of sin. Oh, so thick and hard, hardened with the delicious temptations of Satan. Would you like me to purify your cock? Stroking it like this. Oh, God. Your glorious cock. This is so wet with sin. Covered in temptation. Oh, Jesus, your beautiful cock. Oh, so good. Oh, I want to stroke your cock all night. And your balls. Let me caress your sinful balls while I stroke you. you like that?
My fingers tickling your balls. Look at how sinful your cock is. Leaking out so much unclean juice. I need to purify it even more. With my sanctified tongue. Yeah? Let me please purify you with my mouth. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Help me, oh God. Cleanse this sinful vessel. And these wicked balls. Licking all this sin off your balls. And your cock. I need to suck it. A finger in my pussy while I suck your cock. Fuck. You taste of so much sin. Oh God, so good. Keep finger fucking me. Fuck into my mouth. That's it. That's it. Purify. Purify your cock. Fuck my mouth. Don't be afraid. Wait, don't come yet, or you'll ruin the ceremony. Lie down. Go on. I'm gonna climb over you. And yes, your mouth has sinned. We need to clean your dirty mouth. With my unsullied body. I'm gonna sit on your face, okay? Now, let's hold hands while I pray over you. Yes. Anoint your mouth with my juices. Yes. Oh God. Let my juices wash over you. Oh, yes, lap it up. Oh, taste my blessed water. Oh, lick my wet cunt. Oh, as we pray. Oh, here, hold my hands while I read your face. Oh, God, let me cleanse this man's sinful mouth. Oh, with my immaculate gun. Oh. Let me purify his face. Oh, fuck. Oh. His lips and tongue. Oh my god, yes. Oh god. Purify his face with my gun, Jesus. Let the cleansed water from my fuckhole wash over him. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, keep licking. Oh, God, don't stop. Oh, fuck yes. Please don't stop licking my pussy. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God, I'm so close. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, oh. Oh, fuck. Yes, God. Oh, you're so good. Oh, you're such a good boy. Oh. Oh. But there's one final act. Oh, you need to do. Yes. We need to perform your final act of your penance. Oh, we must join our bodies as one. Let me lie down. Careful. And you, climb over me. Yes. Yes. Join me. Oh, join our bodies and let my purity wash over you. Slide your cock inside. Oh. Oh, into my holy cunt. Oh. Oh, holy Christ. Oh. Fuck. Oh, fuck my sacred cunt. Oh, jeez. So good. Oh, let my fuckhole purify your cock. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Seek your redemption in my blessed fuckhole. And now. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Keep fucking me. Oh, please keep fucking me. Oh, do you like my cunt? Do you like fucking my cunt? Oh, fuck. Oh, I love your cock. Oh, I love your cock. So divine. Your cock is a miracle. Oh, yes. Deeper. Holy fuck. Oh, oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, God, you're making me come again. Oh, God, I'm so close, it's working. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck, yes. Oh, God's blessing is upon us. Oh, I'm coming. Fuck, oh, I'm coming again. Oh, God, keep going. Oh, oh, fuck. Your penance is not done. Not yet. Oh, kiss me. Oh, God. Keep fucking my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes, 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 yes. You're so my God. Oh, suck my nipples. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, suck them. Oh, God, you're so sinful. Oh, God, keep going. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. What? You want me to turn over? Okay. Okay. Oh. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh. Yes. Oh, pound into me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck your sins into me. Oh, my God. Fuck, your cock is so hard. Oh, holy of holies. Deeper. Oh, my God. Fuck me deeper. Oh, fuck. Ravage my hole, please. Please, please, please give me that sinful cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes. Grab my hips. Fuck, come with me. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Please come inside me. Oh, God. Flood my womb with your hot cum. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. I want to feel your cum deep inside my cunt. Yes, right there. Right there. Fuck, you're so close. I'm coming again. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, oh. Oh my God. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Yes. Hmm. Come here. Your sins are forgiven. Now, go forth and sin no more. But come and confess it at least twice a week.